The following message was recorded at New Beginnings Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Please feel free to duplicate and share this message as you feel led. And you are invited to visit us at New Beginnings Church at 330 Robert Boulevard, Slidell, Louisiana, 70458. Our Sunday services start at 10 a.m. and our Wednesday evening services at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, call us at 985-781-4663. And may God richly bless you as you listen to this message.
He's an apostle of God, and I don't say that lightly, because an apostle is a man who opens a church and puts a pastor over it and fathers and governs and takes care of not only the flocks, but of all the pastors. This man I'm about to introduce you to, I met a year ago or 2 years ago, and God divinely put us together. It was an unusual meeting. He invited me to come to Russia. I was kind of shocked about it. I went. I want you to know it's cold. I don't like cold weather. And him being from Russia in the Ukraine, wanted to see how tough I was, so he brings me to a doctor after I catch a cold, who puts me on 3,000 nails, a bed of nails, to make me better. And he sat there and laughed at me the whole time. But I didn't just go to Russia and preach. This man introduced me to borscht, which is a beet soup. He brought me to my first ballet. He brought me to my first philharmonic orchestra, and it was a Russian orchestra. He showed me one of the most gorgeous and the most expensive cities of the world, St. Petersburg, Russia. I've never seen so much gold and so many buildings in my life. Mm-hmm. He put me in his best room in his house. And he tried to feed me. He can't cook that well. He's really not the cook. I'm sure his wife is the cook, amen? I had to cook for him. What are you talking about? I said, man, can you get me a chicken? I'll make you slap your mama. But he brought me everywhere. And he was so kind to me. He would not take me the 5 blocks away that the truck was. He would go get the truck, you know, get all dressed up. He looked like an Eskimo. You know, go get the truck and come back and bring it to the apartment and tell me, come on out. I want you to know that Russia is a hard place. When you walk down the streets of Russia, nobody even looks at you. Nobody smiles on the streets of Russia. The only people that you're going to see smiling is in the church because they have Jesus. I just asked my brother, how's Russia doing? He said, not too good. They're closing the doors on the missionaries. He told me that he can only be there 3 months and he's got to come home for 3 months. And then he goes back for another 3 months and got to come back to America another 3 months. With that kind of response, I may never be able to go back to Russia. I don't know. But what I want to tell you about Brother Adam is that when he is with his pastors, he has such a love for them. You can just see the love oozing out in him. He not only loves his pastors, but he loves the people, and he loves what he's doing. And you know, there is so much. You know, if you have one person in the church, listen to me. If one person in the church complains about the pastor to the government, they've shut the church down. There's no place to go. See, we don't know what it's like to be in a land where it's easy to congregate and get together for a Bible study. These people have to secretly meet together in their house just to have a Bible study and a prayer group. And they're trying to do it here. We're trying to get you to come here to do it. And over there, they're trying to get together. It was an experience for me, one which I'll never forget. And I'm so honored to have Apostle Adam Zagowicz with us today. Would you give him a big God bless you? Amen.
I love you, brother. Спасибо, брат Иван Петрович. Окей, слава Богу, братья и сестры, приветствую всех вас. I'm sorry. I'm not in St. Petersburg. I'm in Slidell. Thank you very much, Brother Wayne, for the introduction. I don't know what I can say after this good introduction. Thank you very much. Pastor, thank you very much for accepting, for welcoming, and giving me the opportunity to share with you about the God's work in Russia. Most the Lord. Thank you very much for your patience. I will try to be as brief as I can. Today I'm going to use the NIV. And the title of my message is Until He Comes. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. In the last supper that the Lord had with His disciples, He took bread and broke and gave to His disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." In the wounds that our Lord received, that was symbolic, of course. The bread in the Holy Supper symbolizes, represents the body of our Lord Jesus. In the same way, the fruit of the, the juice of the grape or wine is symbolic, representing the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is going to be shed for our salvation. So we have two great provisions. Through the sufferings that the Lord received in His body, we have healing power today for our sick bodies. Praise the Lord for the miracles that He does. My wife is surviving about 3 strokes over there and 2 pneumonias. It's not easy. We mentioned a little bit. He grasped a little bit what is being in Russia. But staying there, we went through so many difficult situations. I have been interrogated by the police over 10 times. But the Lord deliver us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have the healing power of our Lord. And we have the power over the sin. His blood washed away our sins. And we are children of God now. We are part of His family. And praise the Lord over there. That people that have been forbidden to worship God, to gather and read the Bible. Now they can. Even with those restrictions, they still. The way I am seeing, unless the Lord changes, probably eventually the churches, the evangelical churches, Protestant churches in Russia will go underground again. because we have so many restrictions. But in the meantime, we are doing our best. The Lord commanded us to remember His death, His sacrifice for us. Every time when we have the Holy Communion and we use these two elements that we have been mentioning, we are remembering the sufferings of our Lord. Until when? Until He comes. But that is not all what the Lord has commanded to us to do until He comes. Until He comes, we'll need to keep on praying. No prayer, no power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. Until He comes, we'll need to pray. There is no a tablet that you can purchase in the pharmacy and you can take it and you will feel the power of as a 1 hour of prayer. There is no such a thing, and there and never will be. We'll need to pray to and seek the face of our Lord. Hallelujah. We are praying that God, in His mercy, will save millions of Russians. We are praying to the Lord of the harvest to raise Russian leaders, pastors, evangelists, administrators, youth leaders for the kingdom of God. Until He comes, we'll need to keep on proclaim the powerful Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. I'm not ashamed of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because it's power for salvation. It's power for deliverance. It's power for healing. Hallelujah. Praised be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So until He comes, we'll keep on proclaim the good news. We'll keep on proclaim the Word of God. Hallelujah. Because heaven and earth will pass, but His Word never will pass. Hallelujah. Praised be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we have promises, wonderful promises in the book. Hallelujah. And those promises are for today. For every one of us. Hallelujah. Until He comes, we'll need to be involved in missions. Churches which close their hearts, to their minds, to missions, to the needs of the others, are churches that start dying. But churches which are involved in missions, they are alive. And that was, I was visiting a church, and two elders from the church, they told me this. So, it's coming from there. It's coming from the pews. Praise be the name. We need to be involved. Who will go for us? The Lord asks. And how they will go if they won't be sent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best investment that I did in my life is dedicating my life to serve God. I gave all my best to the Lord. We should be retired at this point. At 67, Russia is not Hawaii. It's not Louisiana. But somebody has to be in the difficult places. Somebody has to go for the Lord. And when the Lord opened the door for me, I know this is my chance. If I don't take somebody else, but I will lose my privilege. Maybe God is calling you today to dedicate your life to serve God. Young people, don't waste your strength. Don't waste your life. Serve the Lord. I started serving God in my youth. And I'm so grateful to God for giving me the opportunity, the privilege to serve Him. Until He comes, we'll need to train leaders for the kingdom of God. We have been doing this for years since we started the first church, and going forward in our apartment or in somebody else's where it was possible. We have been training leaders for the kingdom of God. And now that we foresee not a very positive picture ahead of us with all the limitation, we are saying, thank you, Lord, that we have been investing, training the Russians. One day I won't be able to go anymore over there, but they will keep on carrying the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Until He comes, you and me will be facing trials. But the Lord said, I won't leave you alone. I won't forsake you. Even if your mother or your father will leave you, I won't leave you. Praised be the name of the Lord. Until He comes, God will continue answering the prayers of His people. I didn't show the team of pastors that Pastor Wayne had been teaching, ministering, and by the way, they are sending greetings. And they are the ones that will be carrying the burden of the work of the kingdom. Praise the Lord for the answers that He already gave us. I mentioned about the deaf and mute church. Natasha's husband, he got saved about 7 years ago. He is a high educated man. He is a teacher in the university. He wrote several books. know that when the Lord changed his life, he started writing Christian books, Christian thought, Christian approach to so many questions that the Russian society has now after the breakaway of the USSR and the communist system. And I believe that God will keep on using men like him to influence, to change the mentality of the Russian people. Here in the States, we heard the gospel through the radio, through the television, in so many ways. But over there, it's different. It's different. And with 70 years of atheistic doctrine, you know what, maybe this part you should not tape if you are taping. The president was asked in an interview, do you believe in God? Over there. And he answered, I believe in what a man can do, what the man can do. So that is the idea of the company. What you can do, in one way, you are God for yourself. Because whatever you can do, you can do. If you can, you can. But praise the Lord for what the Lord have done until now. Until he comes, he will keep on healing the sick. He will keep on doing miracles and wonders. God will keep on protecting his children. Until he comes, he will keep on fulfilling his promises. Until he comes, he will be blessing his people. So until he comes, we'll keep on praying. Until he comes, we'll keep on proclaim the word of God. Until he comes, we'll be involved, supporting, praying for missions. Until he comes, we'll be training leaders. Until he comes, will be facing trials, but the Lord will be with us. And until he comes, he will keep on doing his good works. There is one life to live, and it's this, for Jesus. In heavens, there is no sinners. There won't be sinners in heavens. There won't be daughters and sons to bring them back home to the Lord. We have this opportunity in this life to serve him. Let's keep on doing our best for the Lord. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your financial support. Thank you for your love. May God continue blessing each of you, is my desire and my prayer. Let's stand, please. And I would like to pray all together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, your mercies. Thank you for your Son Jesus, our Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to us. You are the first missionary, leaving heaven and coming to our earth, O Lord, to be involved in the life and suffering of human mankind. Lord Almighty, thank you for going to the cross for us and for all the world. Lord Jesus, thank you for the suffering, for all what you have done. Because today we have your healing power. Lord, touch in a special way those who need a touch from thee, O Lord, in this moment. Lord, heal the sick. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, answer to those family needs, to those financial needs. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the love that you show through so many Christians after the Katrina's disaster. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord Almighty. Thank you for your love expressed through your people, your children. Lord Almighty, we pray right now for Russia, for your kingdom. We're praying, O Lord, that millions of Russians in that glorious day of your coming, they will meet you in the air, in the clouds. They will be partakers, O Lord, in your second coming. Lord Almighty, bless the Russian pastors, Christians, churches, facing so many struggles, so many restrictions. But Lord, you are the Lord and the head of the harvest. We are just your servants. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done already. Thank you for what you are going to do. We are expecting that you will send the second wave of revival to Russia, O Lord. And many will come to thee, O Lord. And many will bow there before thee and will recognize that Jesus is Lord and Savior and healer and the best friend. Hallelujah. They need so much of your love, O Lord. Lord Almighty, I pray that you may continue blessing the new beginning. Bless in a wonderful way. Bless, O Lord, the family, pastoral family, all the leadership, youth pastor, youth of the church and children. Lord Almighty, thank you for all your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. May God bless you. Thank you so much for your patience, your love. May God bless you. Thank you.